Thanksgiving is a time for sharing and coming together to celebrate the season. And that is certainly playing out on the soccer fields of Richmond, with the city's two main community youth clubs joining forces to co-host the annual Thanksgiving tournament. For 29 years, Richmond FC has successfully organized the event, which attracted 140 teams from across the province last year. Now, after hooking up with Richmond United, the pair is getting to set break attendance records for the long weekend with an incredible 186 teams and 3,500 players competing in what is now being branded the Optimum iCare Richmond Thanksgiving Tournament. Richmond FC, RFC, Chair Chris Perry said the decision to bring the two local competing clubs together, even if just for a weekend, shows what Richmond soccer community can achieve when it works together. Richmond United brought in an incredible event sponsor in Optimum iCare at No. 5 Road and Cambie, and really helped us fill out the girls' divisions which, in turn, brought more entrants in total, said Perry. There was a lot of trust placed by both clubs in trying to make this an ongoing success, rather than a one-off, and it appears that trust has been well repaid. This will be the most successful youth sporting event in BC in 2022, in our opinion. Extra fields and food trucks for Thanksgiving tournament. Many fields that normally don't see use outside school hours will be pulled into service by teams of volunteers, and Mexican and Peruvian food trucks will be at Hugh Boyd and Minoru fields to add to the atmosphere. RFC added that, in 2004, City of Richmond staff estimated that year's event brought in over $1 million in business to Richmond with a far smaller roster of entrants. RFC believes, in 2022, the updated figure may be in excess of $4 million. RFC Executive Director Marius Roved said the event is a great opportunity for local teams to test themselves against the best from across the province. After playing Vancouver and Surrey teams all season, it's a nice chance to face clubs and academies from the Okanagan and the Sunshine Coast, the islands, even Alberta, said Roved. And now, because families don't have to choose between going to a boys' tournament in one city or a girls' tournament in another city, they can bring the whole family to one place and celebrate Thanksgiving together, as it should be.